Let's see, make sure people can hear me online. All right, Supervisor Smith, can you give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, please? All right, good evening, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and call the county board meeting to order. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Andre here. Blazewicz. Blazewicz here. Betcher. Betcher here. Bollig. Bollig here. Brower. Brower here. Chavla. Chavla here. Doolin. Doolin here. Downing.
Downing is here.
Downing here. Doyle. Doyle here. Eicher. Eicher here. Engelberger. Engelberger here. Erickson. Erickson here. Fries. Fries here. Furman. Furman here. Glaser. Glaser absent. Gray.
Gray here.
Gray here. Hüsselman. Hüsselman absent. Jackson. Jackson here. Kemp.
Kemp here.
Kemp here. Kugaya. Kugaya here. Cronin. Cronin here. Marin. Marin here. McCarville. McCarville absent. Peters. Peters here. Peterson.
Peterson here.
Peterson here. Posler.
Posler here.
Posler here. Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt here. Rose. Rose here. Rylander.
Rylander here.
Rylander here. Smith.
Smith here.
Smith here. Udell.
Udell here.
Udell here. Beldren.
Here.
Beldren here. Wegliner.
Here.
Wegliner here. Wiegand.
Here.
Wiegand here. Welsh.
Welsh here.
Welsh here. Yang.
Excused.
Yang absent. Miles.
Miles here.
Miles here. We have a quorum.
Thank you. And with the roll call complete, we're on to inspirational message tonight being delivered by Supervisor Andre.
Thank you, Chair, and welcome to all of our guests here tonight. All right, in 2023, last time I did this, I wrote a few lines to capture the moment and honor the times. I mentioned the jail and fighting with Joe. Then the job was hard. How little did we know? Now it's a new year, new faces abound. Some of the same old fights keep coming around. But these days feel dire, something's in the air. Looking around now, it's hard not to care. Power, systems, and structures awry. What are the impacts? Will this really fly? Lives dedicated to seasons of service, losing their jobs. Does it serve any purpose? To me, decisions made, they seem more than reckless. By a man and his bros. Oh no, the only word I can think of here is feckless. Trust in each other at an all-time low. Fear creeping in. What future will we know? But when I'm feeling down beyond under the weather, I take small solace that we're in it together. Using our judgment, connecting with neighbors, doing what's best, not passing out favors. A reasoned approach from airport to zoo. After all, my peers, that's what we do. Stay vigilant and focused day after day. Let's face it, that's just the Dane County way. Listen harder, love stronger, be present more often. Otherwise, our principles most surely will soften. Make a donation or change a subscription. My money matters most when aligned with my conviction. Do the hard work, keep our feet on the gas, ask the tough questions from the AEC to PFAS. My last thoughts today in this silly little ditty is to stay true to our values, even when it ain't pretty. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Supervisor Andre. We're now on to special matters and announcements. The first item before us this evening is 2024 Resolution 305, repudiating racial and discriminatory covenants in Dane County property records. Supervisor Kemp will be reading this resolution.
Thank you, Chair Miles. Whereas Dane County values and promotes diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging in our community, and has made commitment to identify, address, and repair discrimination based on race and ethnicity, national origin, religion, sex and gender, disability, sexual orientation, and gender identity within the community, and whereas racial covenants, also known as discriminatory covenants, were restrictions inserted into property deeds that prohibited purchase, rental, or occupancy of a residence based on race and other protected classes, they were used nationwide for most of the 20th century as an insidious tool to prevent non-whites, non-Christians, and other minorities at the time from buying or occupying land in America's growing suburbs and residential neighborhoods. And whereas although these covenants are illegal and they are no longer valid or enforceable, they can still be found in the land deeds of almost every American community, including Dane County. And whereas the legacy of those covenants remain in our committees in the form of entrenched segregation and lower rates of homeownership and generational wealth for people of color. And whereas in 2022, Dane County staff, volunteers, and a Boys and Girls Club intern initiated the Mapping Prejudice Project, now called Prejudice in Places, to identify and confirm discriminatory restrictive language in Dane County real estate records, and the project's preliminary search of digitized land records from 1937 through 1969 has yielded more than 900 land records that are now mapped. And whereas the old land records with racially restrictive covenants for various Dane County subdivisions and communities contain language that reads in part, only members of the Caucasian race shall use or occupy any dwelling on said plat, accepting that this covenant shall not prevent occupancy by domestic servants of a different race employed by an owner or tenants, and the premises shall not be sold or conveyed to any Jew, Italian, Negro, or member of the yellow race. And whereas the aforementioned language is morally repugnant, immoral, and has no basis in law, having been declared unenforceable under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in 1948 by the U.S. Supreme Court in Shelley versus Kramer, 334 U.S. 1, as well as outlawed by the Fair Housing Act in 1968. And whereas on March 22nd, 2024, Governor Evers signed the 2023 Wisconsin Act 210, declaring discriminatory restrictions in instruments that affect real property void and unenforceable, and allowing an owner of real property to discharge and release such a discriminatory restriction. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors repudiates racial and discriminatory covenants as enduring signs of embedded and systemic racism and other discrimination in our society, and commits itself to continuing to redress the harmful legacy of these covenants in our community. Be it further resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors encourages residents of Dane County to further explore this issue through the Dane County Historical Society's traveling exhibit, The History of Racial Covenants in Dane County and Madison, which started in February to coincide with Black History Month and will be displayed over the next year in Dane County libraries. Be it finally resolved that a copy of this resolution will be conveyed to the Dane County State Legislative Delegation, Governor Tony Evers, and the Wisconsin Realtors Association. We're going to move for approval.
Okay, moved by Kemp, seconded by Kageya. All in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the motion carries. The resolution is adopted. We do have a few folks with us to speak to this resolution. The first will be Todd Violante, Director of Planning and Development Department, to be followed by Rick Bernstein, Executive Director of the Dane County Historical Society. And finishing with Tiffany Malone, co-founder of Own It, Building Black Wealth. So Todd is online. Go ahead, Todd.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Chair Miles and members of the board, for your work on this resolution and this opportunity to comment. And thank you, Rick, and Tiffany as well. I know they're there with you tonight, for your leadership in the community on this topic. I'm very proud. Well, for those who don't know me, I'm Todd Violante. I'm the director of the Dane County Planning and Development Department. And I'm very proud of our department's role and work on the Prejudice in Places project, especially that of Aaron Krebs and Bridget Van Belleghem, who have led the work, and many others who contributed to it, without whom we would not have the information and in turn the understanding of how this practice existed within our community. I'm pleased that it was noted in the resolution that the project began in earnest with a Boys and Girls Club internship in the summer of 2022, which was a great and continues to be a great collaboration with our colleagues in the Office of Equity and Inclusion. Our staff then continued the work through 2024 to complete the data collection and mapping. In terms of their spatial extent in our community, we've now completed our look into the record from 1969 all the way back to 1900 now, identifying at least 1,031 records affecting 4,187 tax parcels. This historical practice was extensive and spanned multiple generations, and while these restrictions are no longer legal or enforceable, as noted in the resolution, their existence in the record provides valuable insight into why we see some of the socioeconomic racial disparities today. Our hope as a department is that by collecting and sharing this data, we're helping to inform the community about the lasting impacts of housing discrimination here in Dane County, establishing a basis for education and action. Our department is proud to be part of this collaborative effort. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd. All right, next will be Rick Bernstein.
Thank you, Chairman Miles. My name is Rick Bernstein. I'm a staff to the Dane County Historical Society, and we put together that exhibit that's out in the hallway. If you want more time with it, it'll be in 13 different libraries between now and February of 2026. I'll be making a presentation at each of those libraries, so I left schedules for the exhibit on the table on the other side. But I first want to thank Todd, Bridget, and Aaron. When I saw their Prejudice in Places or Mapping Prejudice project, it really inspired me to do something more than just find out more about covenants. So I investigated the topic, and the more I looked into it, the more I knew that there was more to educate the public about. And so we got a grant from the Dane County Library Service, from the EVU Foundation, and now from Dane Arts. And we're able to put that exhibit together. It's fairly inexpensive, just those retractable panels. It's easy to move about, but it has a pretty large impact. So the Mapping Prejudice Project allowed me to see the covenants on my house. I live in Monona, and the more I looked into it, the more I realized how many covenants there were in the city of Monona. About 600 housing lots were covered with racial covenants. And my driving goal for this exhibit is to provide a historical context from which to view these covenants, and in doing so, provide a common understanding about its history from which we can come and develop a common solution. Sometimes we stand on the shoulders that have come before us to reach new heights. Sometimes we live in their shadow. And it took 100 years of racial prejudice to get to the segregation that exists in many of our communities today. So I want to thank the Dane County Board of Services supervisors for taking one more critical step into the light and to propel progress. Thank you very much.
Rick, why don't you stay there for a quick second? And Tiffany, if you would come around over here, please. Like that. Tiffany.
Hi, guys. Good evening. My name is Tiffany Malone, and with Sarah Alvarado, I am one of the founders of Own It, Building Black Wealth. I'm honored to accept this resolution during Black History Month. Today, I want to share how our impactful work within the private sector to address the racial wealth and homeownership gaps in Dane County, in the Dane County area. Own It, Building Black Wealth is a collaborative effort among real estate professionals and the community at large. Our mission is to increase generational wealth in Black communities through home ownership. We accomplish our mission by providing comprehensive education, support, and down payment funds for the first-time home buyers through aligned partnerships with local organizations like One City Schools, Anesis Therapy, and Central of Dane County. In collaboration with our partners, we offer an education program, the opportunity to apply for $19,000 down payment grants. Since the Fair Housing Act was passed in 1968, the wealth gap has increased, not decreased. Just 13% of Black households in Madison own their homes compared to 64% of white households. We are working to change that. Own It offers the knowledge and support needed to make home ownership a reality. This program includes wealth building and home ownership courses with the racial justice framework that covers financial literacy, credit improvement, budgeting, equity, building, and more. A mentorship program and local resource materials to support learning at every stage of the home buying process and beyond. Most importantly, we provide down payment funds to the home buyers. Understanding that access to money is one of the largest barriers to home ownership, we developed a down payment grants program designed to eliminate common barriers and restrictions, ensuring a more accessible and straightforward path to home ownership. Own It grants have no income limits or upper limits on assets, no sale price limitations or location restrictions, no extra contingencies or special requirements, no payback required, no restrictions on who participants can work with. One of the powerful ways the down payment grants are funded is by ambassadors from the real estate industry who contribute a portion or a percentage of each earned closing commission to the fund. I want to thank our donors, real estate brokers, financial institutions, local organizations, and the hundreds of community members who have committed to this initiative. Your support is invaluable. I invite everyone to learn more about our work and consider contributing to this transformative initiative. Together, we can make homeownership a reality for more Black and Brown families in our community, thereby building a legacy of wealth and stability. By acknowledging the impact of explicitly denying Black and Brown people from accessing the opportunity to build generational wealth through homeownership in certain neighborhoods or so many decades, we as a community can own up to harm caused and work unapologetically to right the wrongs of the past. We can make Dane County a better place for all. Thank you for taking action with the Mapping Prejudice Project to bring more awareness to historical facts that many people do not have access to. We see firsthand how systemic racism and discrimination within the real estate industry continue to show up in our communities, and we appreciate all the help we can get with work like this to make change happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you for the work that your organization does. Supervisor Veldren, were you wanting to speak to this or to under announcements?
There we go.
I was trying to make a motion to reconsider.
Reconsider.
The motion we just, the
we
resolution.
We already voted and it was adopted.
Right, so I'm gonna make a motion to reconsider.
You move into-
For purposes of a roll call.
Okay. Can that be done in the yeah. Okay. We have a motion to reconsider the motion. Is there a second? Okay. Motion fails for lack of a second. So so moving on. Our next item is a presentation of the 25-year awards. And, you know, at our last meeting, Supervisor Welsh extended some appreciation to civil servants. And I think, you know, this year, more than any other, this is apropos considering what's happening at the federal level with so many civil servants being removed from their positions. And I'm happy for us to be able to extend our appreciation and celebrate the dedication of our civil servants here in Dane County. So with that, how we will proceed here is I have a list of folks that are here in person or online to receive their 25-year award plaque and for a representative of the department to say a few words about each individual. So I will call them in order, and actually I'm going to be presenting the first one on behalf of Clint Obengawa, who cannot be here this evening, and it's for Marsha Hartwick. I should have mentioned that. Well, also after the remarks from department representatives, present the plaque and we'll take a quick photo. So, all right. So this is from Clement. Marsha's invaluable service for for Dane County started when she was hired in 1999. Since then, she worked in different roles until 2020, when she joined the Highway and Transportation Department. And I can attest, I first met and worked with Marsha nearly 20 years ago on the Lakes and Watershed Commission. So I appreciated your dedication and commitment to the mission of the Lakes and Watershed Commission. In addition to her diligence and detail-oriented approach to work, Marsha has always been the utmost professional when working with the public during difficult situations. She provides invaluable assistance to other employees and emergency responders when communicating with them during storm events. She is a problem solver and always willing to assist the department in any way that is needed. We greatly appreciate her years of service. So, there we go. Okay, presenting for Badger Prairie Healthcare Center will be Director Jeff Lyon.
Yep.
All right. And you have the order of folks and okay. All right, great. I'll leave it to you then.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. It's my great honor to be here today to present 25-year recognition plaques to some of my fellow colleagues and coworkers. First is Mike French. He works in our recreation therapy department. He works on one of our more challenging areas in the building. He works on a locked security unit that specializes in taking care of people with special needs of mental illness and dementias. Mike provides all the activities and socialization there for these individuals. And Mike does that in a very caring attitude, and he reaches people that frankly haven't been reached in years and years and years. And he does an awesome job of locking in and getting those people to open up and interact where they might not have in the past. And Mike's been doing that for a really long time at Badger Prairie. I have the honor to be his supervisor. I thank you for all your service and the quality of life that you've added to Badger Prairie throughout the years. Thanks, Mike. Next is Mary Beth Moore. She's our dietitian at Badger Prairie. She's an invaluable part of our care team. She deals with every single resident at Badger Prairie. And talk about a thankless job. She's in charge of all the dietary needs, special diets, likes and dislikes for 120 people on the same menu. One's too salty, one's not salty enough, one's too crunchy, one's not crunchy enough. And Mary Beth balances all of this, making sure everybody's dietary needs are there with our care team. And she does a lot more than just dietary stuff, helping us with behaviors and things like that through our care meetings and things. And she's just absolutely fantastic. And it's hard to be liked when you're in charge of food for some of our people that don't like a lot of things. So thank you, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate you. And the last person I get to give our 25-year plaque to is Brenda Ziegler. She is one of our social workers at Badger Prairie, and social workers are one of those thankless jobs that you don't see the ins and outs of what they do every single day. But social workers and Brenda are kind of the glue that keeps our care team together. She not only has to manage our residents' care, their behaviors, some of their financial needs, she also gets the privilege of managing some of their families, which can be harder than just the residents themselves. And she does that with a lot of grace. She adds a lot of quality life to our residents that sometimes they don't get that in the outside life. And she's one of those people that make their years at Badger Prairie some of the best years they've ever had in their life. So she's an integral part of our care team in providing that. Thank you, Brenda, for everything that you do at Badger Prairie.
Okay, next up, let's check here. So Chad Lilithan was to present for Terry Taylor. I'm not sure if Terry was able to make it. So, and I don't know if Chad is here or online wanting to speak. All right.
Chair Miles.
Yes.
Chair Miles. Hi, it's Astra.
Oh,
neither Terry is not coming downtown tonight, and Chad therefore is not there as well. So, Terry's been around a long time. She's one of our payroll clerks at Human Services. She's fantastic, and she emailed at the last minute. That's probably what you're looking at, Chair Miles.
Yeah, some car trouble.
Emailed, not intending to be downtown. So Chad, that was his only staff member down there. So,
great. Thank you, Astra. All right, well then, up next to present will be Dr. Martha Stacker. Let's see.
Good evening, everyone. I am Dr. Martha Stacker, and I'm the Children, Youth, and Families Division Administrator for Dane County Department of Human Services. And I am extremely honored tonight to give away two 25-year plaques from our Youth Justice and Prevention area. It is very difficult work, and these two gentlemen, I was off today, but I couldn't miss this. They mean a lot to me to give this to them personally tonight for various reasons that I've spoken to them about individually. The first one is Andre Johnson. Andre actually reports directly to me. I've often mentioned him as my brother from another mother. You know, I have a lot of great deal of respect for Andre. I had Andre actually write his own thing here. So, Andre, because I need to read it. So, Andre began his full-time career with the county in February of 1999. Prior to that, he worked for nonprofit Bootstraps in the Community Adolescence Program for 8 years, as well as being an LTE at the Dane County Shelter Home. For his first 15 years, from 1999 to 2014, with the county, he was a supervisor with the Community Supervision Unit, CSU, of the neighborhood, formerly the Neighborhood Intervention Program. We now are the Youth Justice and Prevention Program. We changed our name. Where he oversaw intensive supervision of social workers as well as program leaders. He also helped to develop the Replay Program and the Weekend Report Center. In April of 2014, he promoted into the Youth Justice Program Manager position, which is his current position. Since then, We have seen major growth with the addition of two more youth justice program supervisors, realignment of units, and expansion of our gang response intervention team, GRIT, and 1 to 8 positions, including a trafficking interventionist, creation of 2 youth justice coordinators, and the development of a youth mentoring program. Andre says, I'm very proud of the dedicated staff and supervisors who do the very important work of supporting the youth and families of Dane County. And Andre, I'm very proud of the work that we do as well. We are a team. Andre Johnson, congratulations on 25 years. Happy wife, happy life there. So, all right. All right. And next, Ricardo or Mahone, or as we call him, Ty, a.k.a. Ty. All right, Ty. All right, Ricardo Mahone. Ricardo Mahone continues to be a program leader for Dane County Department of Human Services Youth Justice, serving as a facilitator of programming. In his 25 years, he has worked in both the Community Supervision Unit and the Early Intervention Unit, and is the first lead program leader in the department. Starting in November from 1999 to present, Ty has done the following positions. So blame it on my head and my hard time. I'm going to summarize your stuff. He literally sent me his resume, I think, here. It's very impressive. But he's done such things as worked in the Right Track program as a co-facilitator and implementing new programs for our youth, as a lead facilitator, including the Weekend Report Center and Second Chances. He also, from 2025 until we sunsetted, was a part of our replay program that works in collaboration with the Madison Metropolitan School District that provided an alternative education program for youth that were involved in the juvenile justice system program. He implemented that program, played a key role in implementing that program, and was a co-facilitator. From 2010 to 2015, he oversaw the DC Summer Work Crew. It was a partnership with local nonprofits to provide first-time work experience for youth involved in the youth justice system. He was a developmenter and implemented the new program and was a lead facilitator of that program. 2005 to 2010, the STARS program, Striving Toward Academic Responsibilities for Students, the summer program for at-risk youth. 2016 to present, of course, our gang response intervention team. We have developed that, and I would say it's even intervention and prevention at this point. Working with our at-risk youth, and I always say at risk of what, I think we can change that narrative, and doing an excellent job of working with our youth in the community. And currently, and most importantly, is our first ever program leader, lead program leader in the department. I'm very proud to work with you on our team, Ty, and so on behalf of Dane County, Ricardo Mahone, here's your 25-year plaque. Thank you.
All right, so next up, presenting for the Division of Economic Assistance and Work Services and Human Services, Adam Chorlton.
Yes. So, welcome. Hello, I'm Adam Chorlton. I'm the Associate Division Manager for the, Economic Assistance and Work Services Division of Dane County Human Services. And I'm here to present for Michelle and I believe Tracy, although I don't believe Tracy is here. I don't see Tracy anywhere. But that's okay. I assure you, Tracy has been a wonderful employee for the last 25 years. Tracy is one of our lead economic support specialists. She was lucky enough to have me as her first supervisor, and she was helped me quite a bit as I learned to be a supervisor when I first came along. Tracy has done a great job. She's our safe at home coordinator for our department, helping those with domestic violence make sure they can get access to services safely, and has done a fantastic job for us mentoring and helping all of our new staff. Michelle has also been for 25 years. Michelle, like most of us in our division, kind of came up through the ranks working as a ESS, an economic support specialist, then a lead economic support specialist, became a supervisor through the PPACA program and taking over and supervising those staff before getting on a full supervisor position, helping us through the transition to the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Michelle has been a wonderful supervisor. She manages a ton of contracts for us. She's helped us with our jail reentry program, making sure that all of those folks who are coming out of the jail are able to access services, make sure they can reintegrate back into the community successfully with all the supports that they need. I had the distinct pleasure to help work with Michelle on our leadership program. We co-worked through that for many years together to develop a leadership program for us and all of the partner counties that we work with. Michelle did a fantastic job developing that and really embracing the spirit of continuous improvement that our department really embraces. So she's done a wonderful job. I hope you'll stay with us for many, many more years, but congratulations on your 25 years.
Thank you very much.
All right, next presenting for the Division of Prevention and Early Intervention will be Connie Benton. Welcome, Connie.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Sure. Good evening, everyone. Crystal, please join me. It's my pleasure to recognize Crystal Tattoos for 25 years of service to Dane County. Crystal is currently a JFF, Joining Forces for Family social worker in our DeForest and Wanakee area, doing community collaboration support for families and children, housing support, working with the DeForest area community and senior center.
Cornerstone.
Well, Cornerstone, the Wanakee Ecumenical Board, DeForest Area Needs Network, and school districts, everything that those communities need, Crystal's there to support. Prior to that, you worked in our youth justice area and court diversion programs. So thank you so much for sharing your, just who you are with our community and our department for so many years. Well deserved. Thank you so much.
And then Janelle is on.
Yeah, Janelle. Janelle, are you there?
Thank you.
Yeah. So Janelle Brugenhill is our JFF social worker in the Sun Prairie area. So representing, and Janelle started in 1999 as well, working in the also a position right at combined youth justice and CPS. So worked in there for 2 years and then started at the in Joining Forces for Families in Sun Prairie for 23 years, supporting that office and being a cornerstone in helping develop the Sunshine Place, which is doing phenomenal work throughout the community. Janelle has really been at the foundation of that work. Recently brought in a grant in 2021 to build the Sun Prairie Wellness Coalition, which is doing work across the community for mental health and substance abuse prevention and community support, also supporting housing and schools and kids and families. And Janelle, thank you so much for all you've brought to the community and to the community of Sun Prairie and overall. It's a pleasure to work with you. Thank you so much. We'll make sure you get the plaque.
the last person who is 25 years also is Jennifer Eds. She wasn't able to be here tonight. She's one of our out-of-home care supervisors. Also had worked with the Achieving Reunification Through Teamwork program with Children Come First and Child Protective Services. So congratulations to Jennifer as well. Thank you.
All right, and then finishing off the evening, Sheriff Barrett was intending to be here, and I know he was trying to get here from some other obligation. Is he? I don't see him. I don't see him on. Is he online?
Hey.
Sheriff?
Yeah, Chair Miles.
Yes. Okay. So you can welcome. Go ahead, and you're going to present for one of your employees.
Yes.
Catherine. So go ahead, Sheriff. Sheriff, you can go ahead with your remarks. Some technical difficulty. Right. Sheriff Barrett, can you? Oh. I think somebody just raced through that tunnel.
No. Let's see. Thank you.
Go ahead.
It's like running lights.
Yes, it's good. Well, good evening. I made it. and I'm excited to talk about a friend and someone that's been working with our sheriff's office for a very long time. Obviously 25 years, but I want to take everybody back before I was the sheriff and before I was a deputy. I was a middle school teacher at Liberty Christian School in Texas, and I came up to Wisconsin to learn more about the Dane County Sheriff's Office. And Kathy Wessel took me on a ride along in what, 2008? 2008. And I learned a lot about her. I learned a lot about the sheriff's office, and that's what I fell in love with. That's what I wanted to come and represent, and that's why I became a Dane County Deputy Sheriff, because of Kathy. And that's what she represents. Everything that is great about this profession. When we talk about our core values of character, competence, compassion, courage, and communication, she exhibits all of those. And in her 25 years of serving the community, hold on.
Deep breaths.
25 years of serving the community, she has done a great job as a detective, as a deputy, working in the jail, but just representing all that is good. Character, competence, compassion, courage, and communication. And as a detective, she represents the compassion, the courage, and the communication of our profession. She is the voice of victims and survivors when they aren't able to give that voice or have a voice, or they're not allowed or alive to provide that voice. And that's what she did for a very long time at the Dane County Sheriff's Office. So please join me in congratulating retired Detective Kathy Wessel on 25 years of great service to the Dane County community.
Somebody in the sheriff's office needs to revisit their physical training. Glad we didn't have to put any of our CPR training to work. So anyhow, all right. Let's see here. So that takes care of our special matters items. So we're now on to announcements. Anyone with an announcement? Thank you all. All right, let's see, Supervisor Erickson.
Thank you, Chair Miles. I hope everyone can hear me. Sorry I can't be with you this evening. I just briefly wanted to mention somebody.
And Supervisor Erickson, why don't you hold for a moment? Well, we have some folks that are sort of leaving en masse here, so.
Okay.
So we'll give them a minute to filter out so we can hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you for that. So hello, everyone. Sorry I can't be there with you in person. I just wanted to give out a brief mention of somebody this evening. And as most of you know, the Alliant Energy Center is in my district. Even before it was in my district, I would work on that. And if I have a conversation with you about Dane County issues, very soon the AEC will come up, right? Many of you can attest to that. So there's a lot of opportunity there. I'm chair of the redevelopment committee, et cetera, et cetera. This has been something that we've been reviewing for a long time. As you know, the AEC hosts events like World Dairy Expo to Midwest Horse Fair to the Dane County Fair to the Quilt Show. It goes on and on, the amount of things we have there, and a lot of opportunities for other things as well. But we've been working on the redevelopment for a number of years on it before the pandemic. We had to take a break during the pandemic. We set up the redevelopment committee again with that. And one of the key players in that has been Vandewall and Associates. They've been helping us with that planning process that meant a lot to me. One of the key people in that was Scott Harrington, who was a principal with Vandewall and Associates. And he really led me through the whole process when I started this, kept me up to date, kept me up to speed, et cetera, et cetera. However, I got back from Christmas on December 29th. I think it was a couple of weeks I was going to connect with him. I had jet lag. Don't get me started about that. But anyway, we were going to reconnect, but Scott called me. And the minute he called me, I could tell something wasn't right. And he told me that he had end-stage pancreatic cancer. So I had kept in touch with him since then. He immediately was dealing with treatment and was focusing on that and started ending treatment and passed away a week ago tomorrow on February 14th. So just very saddened by this and just want to share this with everybody because he was a real integral key in regard to Vandewall and what we're doing and what we're looking at the future for the Lyon Energy Center. So with that, I'm just going to be brief, but Scott really cared about the community, which is why he did the job. And I think that's really important, especially in the state of our world right now. And some of the things that folks, you know, we have talked about donating to and just show his interests were in a humane society. All his pets and animals came from humane societies. Mile of Music, he was interested in this. It was an indie music festival in Appleton, I guess. He didn't like many radio stations in Madison, so there's one called The Current in Minneapolis. The Empty Stocking Club, his only regret was that he wasn't able to volunteer there more. And I think we all know what that is. And then finally, the First Unitarian Society, where he was a member and taught religious studies to kids. So I just wanted to mention this for his family. Please think of them. And I also want to say one thing in conclusion, which is very brief, but I know it's very important to his family because I've seen it show up in their caring bridge for him in his obituary and in another place. I just wanted to read this briefly and, you know, please keep his family in your thoughts and prayers, et cetera. So I'll just read this in memory of Scott Harrington from Vandewall. Remember and honor him by the joy and love he brought to this earth. Work hard on the things you are passionate about. Show up for your community. Have the extra glass of wine with dinner. Take one more run down the mountain. Linger in the hot water before starting and or finishing your day. Listen to that one song loud enough for someone to tell you to turn it down. Laugh hard at a joke. And finally, love those closest to you too deeply to describe in words. So please keep Scott, please keep Scott's family in mind as we move forward. And thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Erickson, and thank you for reading those words. Those were written by his son. All right, Supervisor Postler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in keeping with the theme of honoring our civil servants, I do have some exciting and inspiring news to share from Dane County Parks. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Arborist Association held their annual conference up in Green Bay. The WAA is a chapter of the International Society of Arboriculture, and their message is to improve the practice of arboriculture and increase public appreciation of trees and urban forests. So on Tuesday, February 18th, Dane County Forester Specialist Adam Alvis was the recipient of the Richard Rideout Distinguished Service Award. Adam is the youngest recipient to receive this honor in the 61-year history of the WAA. Adam was acknowledged for his influence, inspiration, and never-ending ability to advance students, education, workforce development, community outreach, urban forestry management, conservation, and so much more. His influence is far-reaching on both local and statewide levels. Adam is involved in many committees throughout the industry and was the driving force in launching an urban forestry program at Madison College. Adam will quickly tell anyone that he surrounds himself with the best people, and while that is true, it's his inspired leadership that is what draws many people in. Dane County Parks is fortunate to have such a respected, distinguished, and decorated leader on our team. So thank you and congratulations to Adam.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else with an announcement? All right. Seeing none, we shall move on. Next up is approval of payments. We have before us bills over $10,000 referred to the county board. Is there a motion? Moved by Doyle, seconded by Bollig. Discussion or questions on the bills? I'm just making sure there aren't any registrants. We do have one registrant in support not wishing to speak. So, okay. Okay. With the motion and a second for approval, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion carries. The bills are approved for payment. On to approval of county board minutes. We have before us the February 6th county board meeting minutes. Is there a motion? Moved by Peters, seconded by Bollig. Discussion or questions, corrections to the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. And with that, the motion carries. The minutes are approved. We're on to the consent calendar. We have two items before us tonight. And if there's no request for separation, I'll ask for a vote in a moment. But we have before us the two items with committee recommendation. So with there being no request for separation, all in favor of approval of those two items, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. With that, the motion carries. The resolutions under consent calendar are adopted. Let's see. On to item K, resolutions. Three items here. I'll take them one at a time. First up is 2024 Resolution 288, providing official endorsement for the BEAD program. What is before us is Zoning and Land Regulation Committee recommendation of approval of sub 1 to Res 288. So that is what is before us. Any discussion or comments on Resolution 288? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the motion carries and Resolution 288 as amended by sub 1 is adopted. On to item 2, 2024 Resolution 332, urging Congress not to cut funding for Medicaid, the Older Americans Act, or other critical health care supports. What is before us is Executive Committee action taken earlier this evening, the recommendation of approval. Discussion or comments, Supervisor Peterson.
Thank you, Chair. Appreciate you giving me the chance here. I'm proud to sponsor Res 332, urging Congress to protect funding for Medicaid, the Older Americans Act, and other critical healthcare supports. These programs are essential to the well-being of thousands of Dane County residents, including seniors, people with disabilities, veterans, and low-income families, as well as my son, Cole. Cutting these funds would be cruel, as well as forcing difficult choices that could leave our most vulnerable residents without the care they need. Strongly encourage my colleagues and the community to stand in support of this resolution and to advocate for continued federal investment in these vital services. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Wiegand.
Just need to abstain from purposes of my employment. Thank you.
Very good. You'll be recorded as abstaining. Supervisor Andre.
Thank you, Chair. I'll just share. I work on Medicaid public policy in my day job, and there has never been a time that I was more concerned about the loss of Medicaid coverage for individuals across Wisconsin, especially here in Dane County. I think there's a misconception and a misunderstanding about how many kids in particular are covered by Medicaid in Wisconsin, about half of births in the state, a third of folks under the age of 18, a fifth of all statewide people here are covered by Medicaid. It's an absolutely essential component of living a fully engaged life, of being able to work or pursue education, take care of your family. And I do want to sound the alarm that there are some very, very real conversations happening in Congress right now that would have immediate impacts for folks here in Dane County, as well as across the nation. So I would urge anyone possible to share your stories related to Medicaid to uplift the value of the program and especially how important it is here locally. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, one last call. Anyone further with comments on Res 332? Seeing, hearing none. Again, what is before us is Executive Committee recommendation of approval. All in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. And with that, the motion carries. Resolution 332 is adopted. On to item 3, 2024, Resolution 304, authorizing emergency fire wardens for Dane County for the year 2025. What is before us is Environment, Agriculture, and Natural Resources Committee recommendation for approval. Is there discussion, comment on Resolution 304? Seeing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. And with that, the motion carries. Resolution 304 is adopted. On to appointments, we have Resolution 328, County Executive Appointments. What is before us is Executive Committee recommendation of approval. Discussion or comments on Resolution 328? Supervisor Wiegand.
I'd like to be recorded as voting no. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no further comment, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. With that, the motion carries. Resolution 328 is adopted. We're on to item M, items requiring more than a simple majority. We have just two items here, unless there's requests for separation. I'll ask that. First, let me note that the first item, Resolution 286, some of you might have noticed that it was on our last agenda. It was not before us properly. It was listed on Personnel and Finance's draft agenda and somehow didn't make it to the final agenda. So not realizing that, it made its way onto the last board agenda, but it was before us without any recommendations. So so we're taking another crack at it after it now has passed Personnel and Finance with a recommendation of approval. So if there's no request for separation of the two items, Supervisor Wiegand, I'm sorry.
Just like to be recorded as voting no on M2, thank you.
Sure thing. All right, so we have that one noted vote for no. Otherwise, I would like to record these two items as having passed with the required two-thirds majority support for passage, unless there's any objection. Hearing no objection, it will be so recorded, and the two items are adopted. All right, that takes care of M, so there's no other such business as allowed by law. I'll take a motion to adjourn until our March 6th meeting. Moved by Doolin, seconded by Botleg to adjourn. All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you all. Have a good evening.